Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And if you heard yesterday's broadcast, you knew that I promised to begin a message, The Arm of the Lord. And we're going to begin by sharing a beautiful passage found in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. I'll read verses 1 and 3. Before I do, let's ask the Lord to bless His Word. Father, I thank You for the beauty, the power, the anointing, and the life that is in the Word of God. Lord, these just aren't words on paper, but they are the very breath, the very life, the very will of God that has been imparted to your believers, your people through the ages. Lord, the Bible itself is a miracle written over centuries with the same complementary theme, the same unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we pray that You will help us not only in terms of sharing these passages on this particular subject, Lord, but in our own personal time, open up and reveal Your Word in our personal time of devotion and Bible reading and prayer, that we would have greater revelation, our understanding, our minds would be open to receive the deep spiritual things of God. Lord, You will be glorified. We hunger and thirst after righteousness. Fill us, Lord. And You promise those who hunger and thirst after righteousness that we would be fed, we would be filled. And so, Father, we thank You for that promise, and we bless You in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah 53, 1-3. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Now, in the preceding chapter, that's Isaiah 52, there's a lot of things that are mentioned, but as we approach the close of that chapter, let me read a few verses. And what we see here are large groups of kings and nations who are awed and speechless with amazement and wonder and astonishment at the King of Kings. And this is the marvelous, wonderful message of the gospel, not only that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes on him wouldn't perish but have everlasting life, but that we shall behold him, that the King is coming back. And as each day passes, we are one day closer to the return of the King. Let me read now I'll start at verse 13. Behold, my servant, that of course is referring to Jesus, shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled or lifted up and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle or startle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which they had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Hallelujah. They are responding to the fact that the Messiah has indeed come, and they were expressing astonishment at the unbelief of the chosen people, of those who literally had the very presence of Jesus, the Messiah, when he lived upon the face of the earth. And some of the reasons for rejecting Christ are listed. For example, in verse 1, who hath believed our report? That is a matter of unbelief. In verse 1, and to whom of the arm of the Lord is revealed? It says in that second verse, he shall grow up before him as it before the Father as a tender plant. And you know, as I thought of that, I was thinking there are a lot of plants in the large group of the flora of the living world. There are many kinds of plants. And I'm thinking there are, you know, it God said there was part of the curse. He told Adam, there will be thorns, briars coming up. Well, here in Idaho, I'd never experienced them before I arrived here, but they are called goat heads. At least that's the common term. And if you ever step on you, and you will remember it, they are nasty and they proliferate and pets get them caught in their paws and they get caught in your shoes. And if you bring them in on the rug, you will regret it. And I can remember once years ago, my husband and I, Brother Glass, had a minister's conference in Arizona, in Phoenix, and we were visiting my brother who lived there. And so we were out in the desert somewhere, and he introduced me to the Choya plant. He said, don't go near it. And I mean, it was really quite beautiful to look at. Those things are deadly. They are alive. They are demonic. Anyway, I was just kind of, I was close to it, but I was careful not to touch it. And I'm telling you, they have little, their spikes, they actually jump out at you. I did not touch it, but I'm telling you, one of those spikes got embedded in the leather. I had some low, very low-heeled heels or pumps on, and it was a job to get that spike out of the leather. It literally drew itself in. There are so many inhospitable types of plants growing, and that's part of the curse. But I'm thinking of some of the herbs that grow on my kitchen window. Like I have some parsley, and they're very tender. You have to treat them very gently. If they get too much sun, they can dry out and they can burn. Or if you don't give them enough water, and sometimes I'm guilty of that, I can tell when they start wilting. They're very delicate and tender. And that's what this verse is saying. Jesus was a tender plant. In other words, he was very susceptible because of his human weakness to the things that we have to experience. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities, that we get weak, we get tired, we can get discouraged. He experienced all those things, beloved, but he didn't sin. He never gave in to fear. Did he deal with fear? Yes. But everything the enemy would bring against us, he's known all of those things. That's the beauty and the wonder of our glorious Savior. He knows every emotion you experience. He's acquainted with our grief. And as a root out of it, out of dry ground. Now, what does that talk about? What's that mean? Well, it talks about, for example, that his lack of beauty in verse 2. He has no form or comeliness. You know, I'm going to hold on that. We'll look at that a little bit later, because its root, in order for a plant to grow, it's got to be in soil. That's reference to his mysterious growth, his ways of receiving spiritual truth and knowledge because of his relationship. Even though he was fully God, as a man, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. And it says his lack of beauty in verse 2. He had nothing about him that we would desire him. He had no beauty. He was despised. He was treated as an outcast. And so this is what Jesus had to go through. And it made me question, is it possible, even as God's people, those of us who affirm and believe who Jesus is, what he came to do, that possibly we could sometimes be guilty of doing the same thing? This chapter opens abruptly with a question, who hath believed our report? It's talking about faith and about unbelief. There are those who didn't believe the report. Even those who read the Word of God today, they don't believe it. It's just a bunch of fables, myths, historical documents. But it is as if the prophet Isaiah was overcome with the thought of the rejection of this wonderful description of the coming of the Messiah, the chosen one, the prophesied one. In John, the 12th chapter, at verses 37 and 38, the word tells us, but though he, that's Jesus, had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Verse 38, that the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The Jews saw the works of Jesus. They saw all the mighty miracles, those that were raised from the dead, the blind eyes that were opened, the lame that could walk. They heard his glorious words, yet they did not believe on him. That same spirit is around today, beloved. In Romans, the 10th chapter, the Apostle Paul declares the gospel open to both Jews and Gentiles. And he declares in verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? And it's proper for the servants of God, for us today, to ask this question of ourselves from time to time. The great goal of our ministry certainly should be increasing faith, and first and foremost, to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We have a report to give. We have a message to proclaim of the unveiled Christ, that He was dead, but behold, he is alive forevermore and has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. This is the God that we serve. Well, beloved, we are just getting into the message. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. If at any time you miss a broadcast or would like to re-listen, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and you can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you. I invite you to pray for me as I pray for you. And if you have special needs or just even an unspoken request, I pray in the Spirit, God knows your need. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,